A moment of silence was observed at the Ethiopian National Parliament to honor the souls of the Ethiopian Christians who were shot and beheaded by ISIL terrorists in Libya. This was a special parliamentary session where 3 days of national mourning from 22nd to 24th April were declared.
They are not Muslims that are killing our daughters and sisters and sons. They are terrorists that they are doing this thing. They are not our Muslim brothers, our Muslim sisters. They are terrorists against every human being in the world.
The Ethiopian parliament has also declared war against ISIL through its anti-terrorism law.
Al-Qaeda is one of a terrorist group that is identified as a terrorist group in Ethiopia. Therefore, we have the intention, you know, it is the intention that to label this IS to this category.
The government has started efforts to bring back to Ethiopia those nationals living in Libya who are willing to come back home. The arrangements are being done through the Ethiopian embassy in Egypt.
The inhuman killing of Ethiopians in Libya has, however, brought up again an intensive discussion on the illegal migration of Ethiopians through the Middle East. As it is unfolding, some of those who fell victims were in Libya illegally.
We can live in our country. We can work in our country. We can develop our country. We can eat a bread and next day a cake. They are going to eat cake, but they are not getting cake. They are not getting bread. They are getting slaughtering as an animal.
As the country mourns its nationals, a lot of questions remain unanswered as to why they were chosen and if at all their bodies will ever be retrieved to be brought back home. Colette Onjoy for Press TV in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa.